Shifting mode. That is the reflection of the day. I want to share with you that this morning I met my son at the gym. We started early, 5:50. We were at the gym, and when I met him, he looked exhausted. And I started talking to him, and he shared a video that he had done as he woke up this morning. And he talked about how he was overwhelmed with life. He has so much that is hitting him at the same time that he felt completely broken. But he said to me, I am on shifting mode right now. And this is where the shifting happens, at the gym. And I can relate to that. Man, last year I went through the hardest year for me, one of the hardest year. And the way that I shifted my energy every day was by showing up at the gym and really sticking to my morning routines. And I see how this gift that I've developed of these routines, I have been able to give it to my children. And now Franco, my son Franco, uses it to this in this powerful way where he realizes the shifting happens at the gym. The shifting happens when you wake up. I mean, it starts by making the decision to go to the gym, or making the decision to, to meditate, or making the decision to follow, you know, your routines, instead of just giving up and just staying in bed, or waking up and start to have these conversations that are suppressing you, that are keeping you in the darkness. The shifting happens every morning when you get up. So you need to be able to be aware of that, be in shifting mode every morning. When I met him at the gym and he started sharing with me all these videos, some powerful videos of pastors. There's a pastor that was talking about basically where my son feels, you know, when you are beaten down, when you're at the bottom, when you have people that are betraying you, when you have the business that is hurting, when you have issues with family. Everything seems to be breaking. And God is showing you that on the other side, there is reconstruction, there is rebuilding. This makes you stronger. And I know that, you know, we talk about this all the time, how what doesn't kill you make you stronger. And it doesn't. It would if you give in to it and you never shift into strength, into energy, into taking over and fueling your body. Once you do that and you go to the other side, you practice so much, because I feel like I've practiced so much with pain that to me, I don't even fear pain anymore, because I know that on the other side of pain, there is joy. I know that I will get there. It's just a matter of time. But that decision, when you wake up in the morning to shift, is yours to make. And we had a moment at the gym that I want to share with you, where as he's in the shifting mode, it doesn't mean that you don't feel. You feel. I was listening with him to this preacher, and when he spoke about, you know, this basically this two shall pass. I mean, he used different words, but that were very, very powerful. And he talked about, you know, when you are born and you are giving the innocence and you're creating and you're building, and that is God preparing you for what's to come later on in life. My son, I went and hugged him. And as I hugged him, he cried in my arms. We were all sweaty and crying, both of us. It didn't matter who was around us. We just cried together. We let it go. We were there for each other. I was there for him. And then we moved forward and we went on shifting mode. By the time he left the gym, he was already powerful. He was already ready to take on the day. And so was I. The gym is an unbelievable place for you to shift the mode, shift into energy. He left me, he sent me a message of gratitude for being there for him, for knowing that he can count on me every time, that he's never alone. And I realized that, you know, what a gift. I mean, I've been working out for 30 some years. My kids have seen me practice shifting every day, shifting mode, no matter how hard things got, they saw me. And they got to see and become the person that they want to be because I was an example for them that they wanted to follow. So when you're practicing shifting mode, the people that are around you, you're actually empowering them too. So let's go. Let's shift into powerful energy. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.